الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. اشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له، واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله ارسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعه. ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. We praise Him. We seek His help. We seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our own selves. Whom Allah guides, there is none who can lead Him astray. And whom Allah leaves to stray, there is none who can guide him aright. I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah alone and without partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him with the truth, as a bearer of glad tidings and a warner ahead of the hour. Verily Allah and His angels send blessings upon the Prophet. O ye who believe, ask blessings upon him and greet him with a worthy greeting. Amma ba'd. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, inshallah, in today's khutbah, we would like to live with some of the teachings of Allah, the advices and the guidance of Allah from Surah Al-Layl. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in His book, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajeem, Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim, Wal-layli idha yagsha, وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا تَجَلَّى وَمَا خَلَقَ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنثَى إِنَّ سَعْيَكُمْ لَشَتَّى فَأَمَّا مَنْ آتَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى وَكَذَّبَا بِالْحُسْنَى فَتَنُوا يَسِيرُهُ لِلْحُسْنَى وَمَا يُغْنِي عَنْهُ مَالُهُ إِذَا تَرَدَّى إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا لَلْهُدَى وَإِنَّ لَنَا لِلْآخِرَةَ وَالْأُولَى فَأَنْذَرْتُكُمْ نَارًا تَلَظَّى لا يصلاها إلى الأشقى الذي كذب وتولى وسيجنبها الأتقى الذي يؤتي ماله يتزكى وما لأحد عنده من نعمة تجزى إلا ابتغاء وجه ربه الأعلى وَلَا سَوْفَ يَرْضَى. صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in translation, Surah Al-Layl, by the night as it conceals, by the day as it appears in glory, by He who created male and female, verily the ends you strive for are diverse. So he who gives in charity and fears Allah, and in all sincerity testifies to the truth, we will make indeed for him smooth the path to ease. But he who is greedy and thinks of himself as self-sufficient, and gives the lie to the truth, we will indeed make smooth for him the path to misery. Nor will his wealth profit him when he is falling headlong. Verily, we take upon ourselves to guide, and verily unto us belong the end and the beginning. Therefore do I warn you of a fire blazing fiercely. None shall enter it but the most unfortunate ones, who give the lie to the truth and turn their backs. But those most devoted to Allah shall be removed far from it. Those who spend their wealth for increase in self-purification and have in their minds no favor from anyone for which a reward is sought except in return, or sought or expected in return, but only the desire to seek the confidence of their Lord Most High, and soon they will be well pleased. Surely Allah speaks the truth. We look at this structure of this surah, and we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts out with contrasting the night and the day. And this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does very often in his book, because we know Allah said he created everything in pairs, the thing and its opposite. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts out by the swearing by the night and the day. And then he says, by he who created male and female. Again, the opposite. We look at this ayah and we say, well, Allah said by the night and the day, then he said by the one who created male and female. Why didn't he say by the one who created night and day? Well, again, when we study the surahs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to look with insight into the surah. We see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala later on in this surah says, وَإِنَّ لَنَا الْأَخِرَةَ وَالْأُولَى, that what belongs to Allah is everything that comes before and everything that comes after. So the night and the day, by this same ayah, it belongs to Allah, just as the creation of the male and the female belongs to Allah. But this is Allah's natif. Allah is the understander of the fine mysteries, and he's the best of those who give words. And he uses them so beautifully, concise, minimal. And you read, you could skip over it. You may not even think, well, Allah didn't say that in the first part. But this book is to be pondered. This book is to be studied. You are to sit with the words of Allah and try to understand what it is Allah is showing you and how is he showing it to you. So you can understand, and you can start to inculcate that understanding into your heart. And from your heart into your actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on and he says, verily, the ends you seek are diverse. Now we have a tendency to, we hear the word diverse, we think of many different things. But the word, the prefix di means to divide, to split something. The first split for the human being is always in half. Dr. Ayad can tell you that. Any doctor here can tell you that when the egg is fertilized, the first way it splits is in two. And again, we are back to this theme of duality, what I call the unity of duality. Everything has an opposite. And without that opposite, that thing has no significance. Does day have any significance if there's no night? Does night have any significance if there's no day? Does male have any significance if there's no female? Does female have any significance if there's no male? This is true of everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, except it is not true of Allah. This is the uniqueness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator. The opposite of Allah is creation. Allah is not His creation. His creation is not Him. And even if Allah did not create anything, He would still be Allah. Still be Allah. Night can't create day. Day can't create night. This is the uniqueness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's telling me, He is the creator. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to say, so, duality in diverseness is you are either seeking the Jannah or the Jahannam by what you do in this world. That's the diversity. Now there are other subdivisions that come into that. People want to be rich, they want to be famous, they want to be powerful, they want to be... But Allah says, if you want to be powerful, let them know that all power belongs to who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So seeking power is something that Allah doesn't approve of. So when you're seeking power and not understanding that a power belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in actuality you're seeking the Jahannam. Because you're doing the things of the people of the Jahannam. When you give, as Allah says, the one who gives and fears Allah, then you are doing the things of the people of the Akhirah. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the one who gives and fears Allah. It's not enough just to give. Bill Gates, what's the other guy, Warren Buffett, all these billions and millions of years. If they give, they could give all the money they have. If they have no taqwa, it won't help them. It won't help them. It may help somebody else, but it won't help them. And Allah goes on to say that in this surah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they give, they testify to the truth, they give, they fear Allah, and they testify to what is good, to the truth, what's best. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that their reward for this is indeed He will make smooth for them the way to ease, the way to the Jannah. Smooth. Easy. And then Allah talks about the people we were just talking about. I don't know what they believe, but let's just say people like that, if you were that rich and you give, you don't have taqwa, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but he who is greedy, a greedy miser, bukul, it's an Arabic word for greed, and thinks of himself as self-sufficient, then this person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will make, and he also gives the lie to the best, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will indeed make smooth for him. He's going to make it smooth. But to the other direction, to the Jahannam. Again, duality of things, two directions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He will make smooth for him the way to misery. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا يُبْنِي عَنْهُ مَالُهُ إِذَا تَرَبْنَا. This is what we're talking about with these people. You give and you don't believe, you don't have taqwa. What good is your wealth going to do you when you're going down? Down where? Into the grave. Into the qabr. You can't take it with you. You can't take it with you. Down where else? Into the Jahannam. Your wealth is, again, look at me. Interesting way Allah used that word. You know, grani, which means to be self-sufficient, to have no need of a certain thing. Allah is al-grani. He's the one who has no need of anything. But at the same time, Allah uses that same word to talk about the person who's going down into the fire. He has no need of his wealth at that point in time. That very wealth that he thought was giving him security, that was making him self-sufficient, is insufficient to keep him from the Jahannam. Insufficient to keep him from the qabr, from the grave. So what he thought was sufficient is not sufficient. And we get pulled into that. We think, oh, we got money, we got everything. We got what we need. All I need is some money. You know? Everything, I just need some money. No. You need taqwa. You need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you have everything. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever wakes up with enough food for the day and belief in Allah and feeling secure from enemies is as if he has the world and everything in it. So you see how the shaitan fools you. He threatens you with poverty and he bids you to conduct unseemly of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, money is useful, but only used in the context of the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Most of us want money to fulfill our desires. You know, to get power, to get respect, to get material things. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the best use of money is to give it. Give. And have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and testify to what is best. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he will make smooth the way for this person to misery. And then Allah says, verily it is upon us to guide. The guidance only comes from Allah. Allah says in his book that the guidance of Allah is the only guidance. Now we know there's other people out here trying to give you guidance. You know, God, brother, you should do this. You know, you should invest in this. You should, do this on this, or do that on that, do this on this. And he's not telling you you should have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's not doing you no favors. It's just the same thing. They're not doing you no favors. They're calling you to the hayat dunya. Do things the way the people of the dunya do it. We want to be people of the akhirah. So we gotta do the things of the people of the akhirah. Well, what about the dunya, brother Dan? You know, we gotta live, we gotta eat, we gotta do this, we gotta do that. Yes, you do have to do that. But there's a way to do it. And Allah has given you the proper way in His book. To stay away from what is haram. To earn your living from what is halal. And then to give from what you have and fear Allah as Allah goes on. Why? Because Allah says that He gives you the guidance, and then right after that, He tells you that everything belongs to Him, the beginning and the end of everything, and since He knows everything, He's giving you the guidance. What does He give you? He says, فَأَنْذَرْتُكُمْ نَارًا تَلَظَّى. I warn you of a fire blazing fiercely. Allah didn't say, I warn you of the Jannah. Did it? Anybody need to be warned about the Jannah? No. We all want the Jannah. But the fire, this is the penalty. And Allah in His rahmah, in His guidance, He tells you about this. He warns you about this. And inshallah, we will remember from this warning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, none reaches it but the most unfortunate of people. Again, an illustration of the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That there's a hadith that says that Allah will at some point take everybody in Jahannam out, except the people who are condemned there by the Quran. These are people who have done nothing. Nothing. If a prostitute can go to Jannah for giving water to a dog, and you're still in the house, you have done nothing but spent your whole life in disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rejecting and not doing good and thinking of yourself. Beware of these things. It can happen to you very subtly. Very, very subtly. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the people, they give the lie to the truth, they don't accept the truth, and they turn their backs on the truth, and they turn their backs on who they're from Allah, who they're from you, from anybody else. You should know how hard it is to do da'wah. You tell people, Allah said do this, and they don't even believe in Allah. Who's Allah? And why did he tell me to do this? The Bani Israel, what color is the cow? Is it a young cow or old cow? This is the nature of the human being. He doesn't want to do what he doesn't want to do. He wants to do what he wants to do. This is not the nature of Islam. Islam is submission to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that he gives the lie to the truth and they turn their backs. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the good news to the believers, those who are devoted to Allah. He said they will be removed far, far from it. Far from it. Why? Because they spend from their wealth to do what? To purify themselves. Because we all know that we got faults. We got impurities that live inside our hearts all the time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the one who spends from his wealth to purify himself and to purify the wealth that he keeps. First comes the zakat. Then you keep what you have left. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and these people don't have in mind the favor of anyone. They're not quid pro quo. You know, the Latin says, you know, I'll do this for you, so you can do that for me. What is it? The Godfather said, I'll call on you for a service that, you know, I'll do this for you, but I'm going to need you one day. I want you to be there. This is not the situation. They give for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seeking the pleasure of Allah only. Beware. Don't give stuff to people and then you give somebody a balance sheet $20. He says, and he goes, God, didn't you say thanks? I gave $20. I ain't doing that no more. Well, you give to people, you give for the cause of people, they may say thank you, they may not say thank you. If they say thank you, then you got what you gave the money for. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, these are by intention. Whoever made hijrah to marry, to remain hajj to marry some woman or do some business or this, that's what is hijrah and this hajj is for. You give it somebody so they can say, oh, thank you, you're so generous. You just, we all know the famous hadith about the people who built the masjid and the people who taught Quran and the people who fought in jihad. And Allah asked them, you know, what did you do with the life? They said, we did all these things for you. Allah, he said, no, you lie. He said, you did them so you could be called a generous person. You did them so you could be called a reciter of Quran. And you did it so you could be called brave. And you were called all of these things. So drag him to the hellfire. He got his reward. But the people who know, they only want the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah. Abu Bakr, as we know, he used to free people, free slaves and people, weak people in Mecca who accepted Islam. He'd free him. His father, Abu Qahafa, he said, my son, if you're going to free people, why don't you free strong men who can stand up for you and protect you and this? He said, oh, my father, I only want what's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know what I mean? How many, you know, can a million strong men protect you better than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No. But we start thinking dunya thoughts. If I got all these people, I can protect it. Death will find you in the midst of wherever you are. Protect yourself from that. Protect yourself from the hellfire. Only Allah can do this. And only through the choices that you make can you help. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those people who seek the continence and the pleasure of Allah, soon they will be well pleased. Only one winner here. Not the man who thought he was self-sufficient and stingy and turned his back on the truth. He's a loser. Only winner is the believer, the one who lives his life striving for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah help us to remember this.
Amen.
May Allah help us to keep this in mind and live it in our lives. Could we move forward to brother and brothers and us brothers standing?
Alhamdulillah, ni sa fi samawati wal ardi ja'ilil malaikati rusulan uli ajnihatan mathna wa thulatha wa ruba'. Yazidu fi khalqi man yasha. Inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we all know Ramadan is just around the corner. And Aisha radiallahu anha said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most generous in Ramadan. He was the most generous of the human beings, period. But in Ramadan, he was even more generous. Use this Ramadan to give feasibility, seeking the pleasure of Allah. And use this Ramadan, you know, people, they brag, you know, I made 30 khatam of Quran in Ramadan. I read the book of Allah cover to cover every day. Alhamdulillah, this is good. There's tawaf for each letter of the Quran. But if you don't understand what you read, you just read it so you could get the tawaf of the letters, then you got the tawaf of the letters. But if you want the tawaf of the action that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put into his book, advice, this is the guidance. This is the guidance. If you want the benefit and reward of the guidance, then maybe it's better if you only make one khatam or half a khatam. If you understand and put into practice what you read, there's a hadith that the Sahaba, they used to take 10 ayat. And that's it, they stopped. And they would not continue till they put those 10 ayats into action. Allahu Akbar. This is a good advice. So let us, as people who are not that good, as the Sahaba, do our best to take one or two things that we read in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and reward ourselves in Ramadan. Give ourselves a Ramadan gift of some new sunnah or some new action or some change in the way we used to do things before Ramadan and how we do them after Ramadan,
inshallah,
and seek the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات المؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم وعلى الأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الإكرام. ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. عباد الله, إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. أقيموا الصلاة.